This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. We are launching into the second hour of the program, and you are invited to join us here. The number is 855-450-FREE, should you wish to take control of the airwaves, or of course you can comment on things we've already been talking about. Tonight in the studio, it's Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
We've got Skype as well. The Skype username is lrn.fm. Plus, there's our Discord on-air call-in line room at discord.lrn.fm, where you can go and you can get on the air with us, and also you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners there around the clock, 24/7. The Discord is available to you. Once again, that's discord.lrn.fm. Let's go to the phones to the fun. We'll start out with Milton in Saratoga, New York. Milton, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead. Milton in Saratoga. Going once. Do we have Milton in Saratoga going twice? Well, I don't know what's going on there. Maybe there's some trouble back at the network studios. We will put. Oh! I hear somebody. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hey, we have you now.
Okay, it must have just been the headphones. Sorry about that.
It's all right. So, you're on the air.
Okay. So my question was, who do you think, or how do you think the 2018 midterms are going to go? Number one, and number two, if Ron Paul had won the Republican nomination for president in 2012, who would his running mate have been?
First of all, we'll start with the second question first. How would anyone have any idea?
Right. He never came up with a list of, here's the short list for running mates.
Yeah, maybe.
How about his son?
Anybody but Rand Paul. How about Judge Napolitano? Those two go together pretty well.
I think he's on all the libertarian lists.
Yeah. I'll go with Judge Napolitano. So now, what was the first question again? I'm sorry, I should have written.
What are your thoughts on 2018 elections?
Daryl, you pay the most attention to political elections. You have any opinion here?
Well, generally in the midterms, the party that is currently in power winds up losing some seats.
So the Republicans will lose some seats.
They'll lose some seats. I don't know if they'll lose their majority in either the House or the Senate, but they will definitely lose some seats. There might be a governorship that flips somewhere. I don't know. I've not been following any of the specific races very closely.
Because who cares? Because ultimately, if it's a Democrat replacing a Republican or a Republican replacing a Democrat,
two sides of the same coin.
Nothing's really going to change,
right.
Is it, Milton?
We've got an open congressional seat in New Hampshire. It's the district that we don't live in.
Open meaning the person's resigning who's in there?
Correct. The person
incumbent
that's currently in is not running for re-election.
Okay.
I think there's like 9 Democrats, 11 Republicans, Libertarian, and a couple people that have filed as independent. I don't know if they've got anywhere near the number of signatures they need.
Yeah.
But there's a bunch of people running, and I have no clue how it's going to go. There's one guy that likes to claim that he's a Liberty Republican, that's one of the people running for the Republican nomination.
What's
he's probably
name?
Going to lose absolutely horribly. Andy
What's
Sanborn.
Name?
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't really matter what their names are. Because
he's going to most likely lose.
Yeah.
Some establishment Republican's going to get the nomination. It's one of those seats that has flipped back and forth Republican-Democrat, and it doesn't really matter who winds up getting elected.
Yeah. I mean, really, it's hard for me to really care that much, Milton. I mean, do you pay attention? You really care about this stuff?
Yes, I do.
Do you think it's going to matter in New York State where you live, how this turns out?
Well, if Larry Sharp can do better than expected, maybe.
Now, that's who? The Libertarian candidate?
Libertarian running for governor in New York. If he gets 50,000 votes, then the Libertarians get ballot access for the next election.
Has that ever happened in New York?
He came 80 votes away from being. Well, there's a poll that came out that showed him ahead of the Republican because of how bad the Republican candidate for governor is.
Okay. So he's ahead of the Republican, but does that mean he's got like 10%? What does that mean?
The poll that I saw had him at like 20.
Ooh. All right, then. Are they going to let him in a debate?
Yes. That's a really good question.
In New York State, they do let third-party candidates in debates.
Okay.
I'm not sure if you watch any of the Vermont debates. A lot of times they'll like allow...
I don't
like,
watch the debates in New Hampshire.
Well, they...
There generally aren't debates in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
I've watched some of your debates, Daryl.
Yeah, I put things on, and those are generally the ones that happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Milton, you're in New York. It is the 50th least free state of all of the states in the United States.
Yeah.
In fact,
their score could be cut in half because they're so negative.
You mean it could be doubled?
No. They have a negative score.
Oh,
so
okay.
If you cut their negative score in half, they would still be the 50th state.
But what if you just removed New York City from the equation? Would that help New York
State at
all?
It would help them a little, probably.
I don't know. You would have to ask the people behind the Freedom in the 50 State rankings.
Yep.
Go ahead, Milton.
It definitely would. And what's embarrassing is that California came ahead of us.
Oh, yeah, big time. They were way ahead of New York in that ranking. They were at number 49, but as Daryl's pointing out, there was a huge gap between 49 and 50. Milton, thanks for the call.
Yeah, wait. Milton, just do what Daryl does. Just watch wrestling.
Well, Daryl does
all
a lot
I do.
Well, Daryl does a lot of political action.
He does a lot of stuff, but, I mean, as far as, you know, because he says he's into it. He's into the Dems versus Repubs. He's in the
Milton
is.
Yeah. Oh, so you're saying wrestling would be better spent than following the Republicans and Democrats?
Yeah, it's entertaining. I mean, if you're looking for the entertainment value.
There's more babes on wrestling, too. So like,
sure.
Yeah. Blood. More. Not pretty girls in politics. They just don't exist. Thanks for the call, Milton. I appreciate it, man. Good luck there in New York. Now, if you are a libertarian and you are, you know, living in New York or California or some other place, which is not a free place, why not make the move to New Hampshire? Why not? Especially New York. I mean, you're talking about moving a few hundred miles maximum to the east.
Right.
If you're over in the western part of New York. If you're in the eastern part of New York, it's like 2 hours, and you're in New Hampshire.
Right.
No big deal. Why not?
It's like 2 hours from Albany to Keene.
Correct. Yeah, that's what I was thinking of. And then you're going to be around more libertarians than you could ever possibly know, because there's a constant migration of libertarian-minded people coming here, as the three of us had done. We did not know each other before moving to Keene, New Hampshire. There are people moving to Manchester, moving to Portsmouth. This is the crypto mecca, a cryptocurrency mecca. Just today I got a new business, well, sort of new old business. One of the original businesses in downtown Keene that was taking crypto years ago, taking Bitcoin. It's sort of fallen off the radar. I got them back on board today. Now they're taking Dash. They got Bitcoin. They can take Litecoin. So if you want to get your hair done in Keene for cryptocurrency, you can do that. You got a car you need your car worked on? I was there helping them do some cash out today on their crypto over at the automotive shop here in town. You can get your car repaired for cryptocurrency. There's now a dentist that's taking cryptocurrency in Keene, and we're hoping, I don't want to spoil it, but we're hoping to have an energy supplier at some point taking cryptocurrency.
Nice.
I won't say what kind of energy because I don't want to spoil it, because this is not a done deal yet. But the more activists we can get here, whether you be a inside-the-system political activist, you want to work with the Libertarian Party or the Republicans or Democrats or whatever you want to do, start the Pirate Party of New Hampshire, you want to do political action, there's plenty of that to be done here. There's also stuff outside the system, like building the crypto economy here, which is, I think, some of the most fun and rewarding activism that we can do, because we're actually helping our neighbors actually get more wealthy. You know, because, I mean, we had our fun doing the civil disobedience here in Keene, and, you know, that stuff will live on in infamy forever.
Oh, yeah. We're not gonna hear the end of that for many, many more years to come.
But that was important work to do as well. It's just, I think crypto's better activism, because people can benefit directly from it rather than, you know, just doing some sort of thing that's controversial to get people talking.
Right.
Cryptocurrency can actually get people wealthy if they hold on to it, if it continues to go up in value. And, of course, Bitcoin, it's been a pretty darn good week for Bitcoin over the last week. Not only that, last month for Bitcoin has been quite good. It's now over $8,000 per Bitcoin today. So that's good news. Maybe we'll get to another record high after a few more months, or maybe it'll crash and burn. But one thing, according to CCN, which is a cryptocurrency news network, the Fed chairman is on the attack against cryptocurrency. We'll tell you what he has to say coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Ike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh, my dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas. I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Dinovite.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa,
the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up whatever's on your mind here. Our number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight it's Ian.
And Carnian.
And Daryl.
Liberty.menu is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. If that describes you, you should go over to liberty.menu where you can list your business so other libertarians and voluntarists and liberty-loving anarchists can find your business and maybe do business with you. Perhaps you're leaving some money on the table, as they say, if you don't have your business listed over at liberty.menu. Only one way to find out, and that's to go and put your business there. It's a libertarian business directory. Also, there's entries for events and digital content creators. So whatever you do, if you're a liberty-minded person, you really ought to be listed at liberty.menu. Unless, of course, you don't want people to know that you're a libertarian. If you want to keep in the closet, then you probably shouldn't go there. But if you're willing to put yourself out there and have other libertarians find you and do business with you, then go to liberty.menu because it's free. So if you do a business, why wouldn't you want free advertising to other people who have a similar mindset as you? Liberty.menu can help you with that. Once again, liberty.menu. You can use code FTL on your user profile. That'll get you a Free Talk Live listener badge. Bitcoin, back above $8,000 per Bitcoin.
Woohoo!
Not a record high. In fact, not even half of its record high. Its record high was at about $19,000 U.S. dollars per Bitcoin back in December of 2017. And so, obviously, the people that bought Bitcoin for the first time ever at $18,000 or $19,000, they're still hurting if they are still holding on. And the mainstream media, of course, loves to trot out all of these old money, big banker, government regulator types to talk about how dangerous cryptocurrencies are and how scary they are and how bad they are.
You know the voice that just went through my head when you mentioned the old money? Do you remember the Smith Barney commercials from back when we were kids?
I don't know what that is.
They were a financial advisor firm. They got bought out by some big giant conglomerate thing a while back.
Gotcha.
But they had commercials that ran, and it was a couple of old, you know, like grizzled old guys. We make money the old-fashioned way. We earn it.
That sounds familiar now that you mention that.
But when you mention the old money,
that's what you think of.
That's the thing that always runs through my head,
right?
Is those old guys from the Smith Barney ad.
This guy is Jerome Powell, who, first time I've heard his name, apparently he's the new Federal Reserve chairperson guy, head of the Federal Reserve. So this used.
So Yellen is gone?
Yellen's gone. And Yellen, didn't she replace Greenspan? Or no, it was Bernanke.
Bernanke
replaced Greenspan, and then Yellen, and now this guy.
This guy took the office February of this year.
Jerome Powell, who became Fed chair in February, succeeded fellow cryptocurrency critic Janet Yellen, said on Capitol Hill recently that, quote, relatively unsophisticated investors see the asset go up in price, and they think, this is great, I'll buy this. In fact, there is no promise of that. There are investor and consumer protection issues as well, continued Powell, whose comments were recorded by CNBC, adding that cryptocurrencies should not be considered real currencies since they have no intrinsic value. What is the intrinsic value in the U.S. dollar?
The full faith and credit of the United States government.
Military.
So what's the actual intrinsic value of the U.S. dollar?
Guns.
Faith is not a intrinsic value, is it?
But it's not faith, it's guns.
That's true. They will force people to accept their dollars.
Yep.
But that's not an intrinsic value, is it?
No. The intrinsic value is, well, one
on
could
paper.
Argue. Hold on. One could argue the intrinsic value is either zero or the cost of the paper and the ink.
The ink.
And maybe the energy used to create the thing. But there's no real discernible difference. And yeah, I realize there's a mild difference between a $1 bill and a $100 bill because the 100 has that little stripe in it.
Yeah.
And there's, you know, like different hologram sort of things.
They
but
don't even make them different sizes in the U.S.
Right.
The
but
size.
Otherwise, there's no real discernible difference between the amount of energy and supplies that go into a $1 bill versus a $100 bill versus a 50, a 20, a 10, or a 5, or a 2.
So just for the record, the definition, according to Google, of intrinsic is that which belongs naturally and is essential. So the natural value
so zero.
Of the dollar is close to zero, right? Whatever the printing costs basically
yeah.
are.
A few cents.
Why is it worth something to people? Well, because it's basically mass brainwashing and the idea that it's legal tender, which is where the government forces businesses to accept the dollar. That's what it means when your dollar, if you pull it out, if you have a dollar in your pocket or purse or whatever, you pull it out and it says payment for all, to be used as payment for all debts, public or private.
Right.
There's some wording like that on there. And that means that if you have a debt with somebody in the United States, this landmass of the United States, and you do not accept dollars as payment for that debt, the government could come after you.
Correct.
And that's legal tender.
When you go to the store, you know, the store takes my stuff in exchange for goods and services, so therefore it's got value.
Your stuff? What do you mean?
Well, when I go to the grocery store and I buy stuff.
Yeah.
And I give them these pieces of paper.
Correct.
They accept the pieces of paper in exchange for the stuff.
Right, right. No, they have value, obviously, but it's not intrinsic.
Right.
It's only, it's
right.
extrinsic,
and see,
if you will.
And people get hung up on the value part of intrinsic value.
Right.
But they're like, but I can take it to the store and they give me stuff in mm-hmm. exchange for the thing, so therefore value. That's not what we're saying.
No.
We're saying the intrinsic value, when you remove the legal tender laws, the U.S. dollar is not backed by a commodity.
Correct. Which it used to be at one time. They used to be silver certificates instead of Federal Reserve notes, and you could, in theory, go to a Federal Reserve location and redeem those certificates for the silver that was backing them. You can't do that anymore.
Richard Nixon.
Right, even if you still have a silver certificate, and I think I've got one here in the house somewhere that I received at one point when I was a cashier and I held on to it.
Right.
You can't take that in and actually get the silver for it. So, again, this is the Federal Reserve Chairman who's on the attack against cryptocurrencies, claiming they're not real currencies since they have no intrinsic value. Well, the value that is intrinsic within Bitcoin is the code. Bitcoin is software. It was written by somebody calling themselves Satoshi Nakamoto, or maybe more than one person. Who knows? We don't know who Satoshi Nakamoto is. But the person or persons who wrote Bitcoin created intrinsic value within this system because the code is that good. It's basically uncrackable. It can't be hacked. It can't be stopped. It can't be taken down. Now, had Bitcoin never caught on, then you could argue that, well, you know, there's not really much value in that code. But there's a lot of value in the code because now Bitcoin is at $8,000 per Bitcoin. And what is it? 17 million Bitcoin exist. So you're talking about well over $100 billion in market cap behind Bitcoin. There's a lot of value there, even though it's this digital currency. The toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, Game of Thrones, banned from prison. A certain prison. Daryl, you've got the story. We'll tell you about it coming up, and this is Free Talk Live.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News.
Today at the White House, President Trump met with the president of the EU to discuss a fairer trade deal. Now, after that meeting, the president addressed the media.
We agreed today, first of all, to work together towards zero tariffs, zero non-tariff barriers, and zero subsidies on non-auto industrial goods. Thank you. We will also work to reduce barriers and increase trade in services, chemicals, pharmaceuticals, medical products, as well as soybeans. Soybeans is a big deal. And the European Union is going to start almost immediately to buy a lot of soybeans. They're a tremendous market. Buy a lot of soybeans from our farmers.
Also today in Washington, President Trump said he would not host Russian President Vladimir Putin in Washington until 2019. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It is Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free if you want. You can take control of the airwaves here on the radio. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
Also, don't forget, you need to know about the Blink Home Security System. If you don't yet have one of these things, well, they are super affordable. It's so easy to get them set up. It really could not be any easier, and I know that because I've actually gone through the process of setting them up. You can go and get yours over at blinkprotect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. And that'll get you 15% off the Blink Home Security System, which is already very affordable. But you're going to save even more because you're a Free Talk Live listener. They are wireless cameras, meaning that you unbox when you receive the shipping. You unbox it, you unpack, you put the batteries in the cameras. They include the batteries in the box. And then you just put the cameras up around your home wherever you want and set it all up via a Wi-Fi-enabled device. It is that easy, and you're up and rolling with a home security system. Or maybe you got a small office. I think this would work for that, too. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. Save yourself 15% on the Blink Home Security System. Get 3 Blink cams for way less than the other guys and save 15% at BlinkProtect.com/FTL. All right, so if you want to comment on Bitcoin, you're certainly welcome to do that. It's nice to see it kind of on a comeback, a bit of a comeback price. Price-wise, and of course, we're continuing to see cryptocurrency on the rise here in use in real life in Keene, New Hampshire. But, Daryl, let's change gears. Let's go to the prison system, where at least one prison has banned the Game of Thrones books.
Yeah, and, you know, like, there's not a lot of luxuries that prisoners get when they're incarcerated. And
although you get more in prison than you do in jail, from what I understand.
Yeah, books are one of the few, luxuries that you get, right?
Correct.
But apparently, reading Game of Thrones is not always one of them. This from Cinema Blend. They say one might understand, given the series' sexual nature and gratuitous violence, although that's not the reason
Really?
The book, A Song of Ice and Fire, was banned from one prison, according to a recent article from an inmate within the institution. Apparently, the books are considered contraband for a completely different reason that might sound a bit silly.
I bet it does. Let's hear it.
A book, A Game of Thrones, was withheld because it contained maps. Maps are contraband. The
fictional
inmate said,
maps.
I guess I won't be escaping Westeros. Yes, fictional maps of not a real place.
Wow.
That's right.
It's dumb.
Some prisons have banned copies of the Game of Thrones books due to them containing maps of Westeros. The ban sounds a bit extreme, considering Westeros is a fictional location, and that a prisoner could not gain any real-world knowledge from deciphering a map of that area.
Is it also illegal in this prison to, or against the rules, to draw a map of a fictional place?
Oh, let's continue.
Okay. Wait, there are a lot of books out there, especially fantasy and science fiction, who have maps.
I guess they're banned.
So, I mean, what about Lord of the Rings?
Not allowed.
If there's a map, would be banned from this particular place.
You have to get the map-free version.
They say it might even be helpful to the show's fan base to have prisoners analyzing Westeros, as they might be able to explain how Dany managed to fly cross-country on her dragon so quickly in Season 7. That's one of the characters.
But that's a movie thing. If they were reading the books, that nonsense wouldn't have happened.
But
because it doesn't exist.
Are you a fan of the show? Hold on.
But they would have the map, and they could look at the map and try to figure it out. So Conan
is a
book purist.
Okay.
In the Song of Ice and Fire
books?
Series.
I'm a fan of the books.
Game of Thrones.
The books.
Okay.
The books.
He does not like the TV show because the TV show diverts from the books.
The first season's all right, but then second season starts to get off a little bit, and then third, fourth. By the time you get to the fourth, it's just so...
I'm asking these questions as somebody who has only seen two episodes. I'm not a fan of the show.
I have listened to all of the audiobooks, and I've watched every episode of the TV show.
Have you read any of the books?
I've listened to the audiobooks.
Okay, I guess that's the same thing.
Which is the same thing. I have consumed the books.
So you are a total fan, and you see that they're just different plot lines, right? They're just different explorations of characters in the same universe.
There are a lot more characters in the books, and... if they were going to do a, actual true-to-the-book series, they would have to have so many more episodes per season.
Of course. That's always the way it
was. They would have to have
one season,
so
one
many
book?
More. The first three or four seasons were basically the first few books, and then season five contained most of the fifth book and then went a little past, and... there's a book that's supposed to be released sometime. It keeps getting pushed back.
So does
and
it just
George R. R. Martin's probably going to die before it gets published.
Isn't he one of the, isn't he active in the creation of the show, the author guy?
He, in the first few seasons, would produce one of the shows, but he consults with the writers.
Right.
And he has told them, here's how I want the series to end.
So he's not out on, he's not been pushed out. He's still involved in the creation of this.
He could have as much involvement as he wants. He has said that he wants to focus on finishing this last book.
Now, shouldn't that affect, Conan, I don't know where you're coming from with this. Like I said, I'm sort of an outside observer here. I don't know a whole lot about the series. I watched a couple episodes years ago, and I just
didn't like them.
It wasn't that I didn't like them. I just didn't like pick up and continue with that. So what I wanted to ask Conan, if he's a book purist, why? Like what is it that's offensive to you about a story on television or a teleplay version of a story going off in a different direction?
I've never used the word purist to describe myself in this way.
I'm using the term because
say,
of how you respond to the TV
I would
show.
Say simply that the book is 10 times better. And this, and this is usually the case. It's very, very rare whenever there's a good movie that comes out after a book does. For example, Hitchhiker's Guide is a prime example that I can...
You think that's better than the book?
It started out as a radio series, a radio program, and then it got turned into a television series, and then it got turned into a book. So that's a weird, weird evolution.
Oh, really? I didn't realize
very,
that
very
book came later.
Evolution. But You know, it's just so much better. And then when they,
Why is it better? The characterization's better. If you don't, you know, if you're reading the book, what's better about the books?
There's much more. There's the availability to describe the characters mm-hmm. the way that the author intended them, versus what Hollywood is trying to sell us. So you have one person, Martin, who's, you know, don't know the guy. I've never even heard of interviews with the guy, but he had an idea. It's very dark. It's very gritty, and it's very what I would consider hard. It's hardcore.
Yeah, a lot of people die.
The, right? The show is also in that light, but it tries to sell the sex and the nudity and the just these. It goes too far and to sell.
Too titillating is what you're saying.
To sell what Hollywood is basically what their bread and butter, what they live off of, and they start to change the book.
Right, because, again, if they were to stay completely true to the books, the shows would have to be a lot longer, they'd have to have a lot more cast, they'd have to spend a lot mm-hmm. more money. Mm-hmm. So, for simplification, they've, you know, taken some of the minor characters and sort of, like, just merged things together.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
And now I will finish the series, but I just...
The book series or the...
Oh, the book
series.
I'm caught up on the book series. And like Daryl
just
said,
waiting on that final book for
George Martin. Yeah, Martin's probably
going to
die before he ever finishes it.
Uh-oh.
And it's going to be kind of weird because the show has changed so much that how is he going to go into the next book? Because so many aspects of the book have changed... Due to the so is he going to be
wait.
Is he going to be true to his book series or is he going to be true to the television series?
Why would he write a book that's a sequel to the TV show?
Exactly.
That's not what he's doing. Conan is speculating about something.
Yeah, that doesn't make any
Conan
sense.
Conan makes weird speculation.
Okay, is he going to be true to the book series?
Oh yeah.
Or is he going to be true to the television series?
He's not a writer of the television series.
He's there. He is a consultant.
That doesn't make any sense. Why would you start a story and then completely go off in a different direction?
They have gone off in a completely different direction.
They're going to end at the same spot. They're getting there two different ways.
Supposedly. More on the way here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. A prison has banned these books over maps existing within the pages. It's free time.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open your Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime. Get 3 Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. BlinkProtect.com/FTL to save 15%.
Hi, I'm Patrick Kolbeck, and I'm running for governor. In the wake of the adoption of Common Core in 2010, Michigan's education system has been in a steady decline. In order to regain our former reputation for education excellence, we need to dump Common Core and get the feds and state government out of the classroom. We need to refocus education upon parents, teachers, and students. Under my service as governor, our schools will get the resources they need without any micromanagement of the classroom. Principled solutions prioritize your best interests, not lobbyists. Paid for by Patrick Kolbeck for governor.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
GCN is hiring information technologists with Linux backgrounds, Cisco routing, database management, web development, with cross-platform flexibility. If you ever wanted to be involved in an exciting career in radio and love developing new delivery platforms, join the fastest-growing network, GCN. Inquire at careers@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you're invited to join us here toll-free. The number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype as well. Skype username, lrn.fm, with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Cronin.
And Daryl.
Don't forget, we've also got Discord. The Discord on-air call-in line room is open and available to you at discord.lrn.fm. We're talking a little bit pop culture here, but also an issue surrounding pop culture. In this case, the Game of Thrones books, or at least one book of the Game of Thrones, has been denied access to a prison. I forget where it was.
The article from Cinema Blend did not specify. Hmm. They do link over to a longer post from the inmate somewhere in Maryland.
Yeah, I think it's worth naming whichever prison it is.
The Maryland Correctional Institute for Women.
Oh, all right then. Not allowing the Game of Thrones book because it has a map, or more than one map,
yes,
of a fictional location, which is ridiculous to ban something like that, but that just goes to show the completely arbitrary and capricious rules that these prisoners have to deal with on a day-to-day basis. It's just so stupid. There's an organization called Prison Legal News, actually, that I've actually had the pleasure of receiving on a monthly basis for several years here at the studio. And it's, you know, it's a sort of a newsprint magazine publication that gets sent to prisoners all around the country. And the interesting thing about Prison Legal News is how they fund themselves. Yeah, there are advertisements. So if you're looking through it, you know, there's attorneys that are advertising. There's maybe, you know, girls, girls, girls. You can like
pen pals.
Yeah, you can you can get pictures of women sent to you if you're a prisoner. So these are advertisements mostly targeted at
asterisks. You might be able to get pictures. I've pulled up the blog post, and we'll dig into the blog post a little bit more because she talks about some of the other things that she has been prevented from receiving.
Is that my Prison Legal News over there? If so, can
yes,
you hand that to me? Because there was a really, actually, there was a really interesting article in the most recent issue.
Now, so, do you think that they were, you think that they're really worried about these maps, or do you think someone, some warden or some bailiff is just being mean?
Let's continue with the Cinema Blend article.
Yeah, please.
Here. Kimberly Rico wrote about this in a letter to the Marshall Project that says that the rules are made for a reason. She mentioned that greeting cards and things with glue are considered contraband because they can be disguised as liquid drugs. And, quote, there are plenty of other sneaky ways people on the inside have gotten items from those who send letters. Additionally, what may look like a map of Westeros in the Game of Thrones book could have actually been switched out to contain blueprints of the prison.
Facility.
So a prisoner could make their escape. It's highly unlikely, of course, but prisoners have nothing but time on their hands. This from Cinema Blend. Prisoners have nothing but time on their hands to cook up schemes like that. So perhaps this is one of those cases where it's better safe than sorry. Additionally, it seems logical that someone could just snip out the pages containing the map in the book altogether, and a prisoner could read them without worry. Now,
that would require the bureaucrats to actually do something with some amount of time required,
right.
Whereas instead of actually looking and seeing, do these look like facility maps? You know, because they had to find the maps to say, we can't let this in, right? So, like, somebody sent a Game of Thrones book to a prisoner.
Right.
Whoever it is that screens the things that come in, flips through the pages. Oh, there's a map in here. They didn't bother to discern whether that map was an actual map of the facility, which would be relatively simple to, you know, glance at and see. So instead they just said, nope, map.
Yep.
How hard would it be to tell the difference between a map of a fictional place, you know, a world with a, what is it, there's like a big ice thing or something, like a wall.
The ice wall,
Yeah, so like how hard would it be to determine, this isn't actually a map of our facility, it's fine, let it in. That would require some, discerning between these bureaucrats, and they're not paid for that.
Right, so.
And they might not have the IQ
to make
that determination. It might be, hey, you know what, we know you guys are, just, if you see a map, just go ahead and flag it. Don't even think about it, we don't want anything slipping through.
No cash? No checks,
no cash.
Stickers, glitter,
right.
Greeting cards, Polaroids, magic markers, crayons.
Right.
Those are all things that are also banned from the Maryland Correctional Institute for Women.
Oh, so what I was going to tell you was prison legal news, the way they fund themselves. So they send their magazine, which is a monthly publication, to prisoners all over the place. If a prison rejects it, if a prison says, can't have this, then they sue, and they
win. That's how they make their money.
Yep, they just keep suing prisons until they let their publication in, because it's clear free speech. There's no reason to deny something like this. It's it's established. You know, they've been suing forever over this, and they win every single time in a settlement.
And yet they keep denying and getting sued, and so
you just keep making money.
But it's not the same.
It's not the same prison, right?
So they keep going after.
You'd think that these prisons would have their own magazine. Prisons Are Us.
Oh, you know they do. They have industry magazines for that kind of thing.
Yeah, it's like, oh, by the way, if you see one of these, make sure you just let it go, because otherwise you're going to get sued, because 500 of us have already gotten sued.
And you're going to lose, and you deserve to lose in that particular case. So kudos to Prison Legal News for doing that work.
Yeah, she says obviously the prohibition on escape plans or bomb making recipes makes sense, but the prison's other prohibitions are, shall we say, a bit less immediately obvious in their rationale. Apparently, the in-between middle space of a Polaroid is the ideal place to hide drugs.
Yeah,
the fold of a greeting card, too, might be concealing more than wishes for a happy birthday.
You could totally put some LSD in between a, Polaroid.
And glitter, stickers, and glue can disguise spots of a liquefied drug squirted onto paper. For decades, the mailroom has been primarily staffed by one person, whom we call Miss Beatrice. I've never actually met her, but her spidery handwriting leads me to believe she's elderly and possibly arthritic. Her behavior, or rather her endeavors, to the by-the-book strict, but nobody's perfect. So she starts off by saying that she opened up a piece of mail and a $10 bill was in it.
Uh-oh.
Cash is prohibited, so she very quickly put it back in an envelope and mailed it to her family. Because she wanted to make sure that it wasn't some kind of setup to get in trouble.
Right, because if they toss your cell and you've got money in there, then you are in trouble.
So she says, hence the $10 bill. In her defense, these rules are countless. When Beatrice determines that a given piece of mail is in violation of one, she removes the offending portion and replaces it with a withheld mail notice, which in turn features a half page of reasons with tiny squares next to each one that she can check all that apply.
I remember they didn't let, when I was in jail for civil disobedience for 58 days, they actually didn't let, somebody wrote me a letter on some kind of letterhead that had, like, lemons all around it. And
okay.
I guess it was, like, a scratch and sniff or something like that. I don't know. But
yeah.
They would not let that through.
Yeah, it could have been acid.
Something like that.
I remember when Derek J. was incarcerated for a while, I sent him just, like, a bunch of random stuff that mm-hmm. happened to have been laying around at the Keene Activist Center. I wound up getting all of the stuff back, but they took pictures and gave Derek the pictures of the stuff.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
I guess they didn't have to do that. Another story from while I was in jail was I was sent some comic books from the folks over at Big Head Press, and one of them was a really entertaining comic called Lemuse, which I highly recommend. I mean, I'm not a huge comic fan or whatever, but this one was really well done. And there's a scene in Lemuse where it's basically a superhero kind of comic book. This superhero can kind of mold reality, essentially. Anyway,
Is he French?
It's a she, actually. Lemuse is female. Anyway, this scene involves a bunch of Nazis that end up having sex with one another, which, of course, Nazis wouldn't normally be seen doing, but that's what the power was that Lemuse had over them. And so there's some nudity in this particular scene in the book. And apparently, you're not supposed to get items with nudity in them in jail. And so this one slipped through the jail censors.
So some other things that were prevented.
And it's probably still in the jail library, too. For
prevented from going to this particular inmate. Someone tried to send her a bookmark. That was not allowed because it had a piece of ribbon, and apparently ribbon is contraband. Pictures from her daughter's wedding reception were withheld because alcoholic beverages were visible in the photos, and alcohol is prohibited in prison.
Wow.
She says that one mail call, my friend Cindy received an envelope. There was no letter inside, no withheld mail notice. The only thing rattling around was a dismembered return address sticker and the piece of envelope it was stuck on.
Coming up, an update on the man-child. I mean, there's a bunch of them, but the one that was most recently in the news for the 30-year-old guy who got kicked out of his parents' house after a court order, that one?
Yes.
Cyril, you've got a story about that coming up. Plus, maybe we'll talk about MGTOW, men going their own way, because Conan, and you're fired up about something about that. We'll talk about it on the way here. Hour 3's next.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.